You made it to the weekend. We all made it to the weekend, and I hope you are ready to enjoy your weekend. What's going on out there in the world? What's going on out there and with this planetary energy? There we go. Make it a little bigger so y'all can see out here. What's going on out in the world? I think that might be big enough. All right. So we have the moon, and well, what I wanted to talk about was happened a couple of hours ago. If I go back to about So here we are. Right here. Mercury and the moon together at 0 degree Leo, having a applying trine, because it's moving this way. It's applying to, because zero is moving toward one. And so we have an applying trine to Saturn, right? Now we have the moon in Leo, we have Saturn, we have the moon in Leo, we have Mercury in Leo, we have Saturn in Aries, we have Neptune at 2 degrees Aries, and Mercury is one of the fastest moving planets, right? And so this weekend, you know, Mercury is a major player. Let's get it. What they say? We got action, boss. Right? And if we go to the current, and so I wanted to talk about this trine from with Mercury and the moon to Saturn. If we go currently, the moon has moved on to 7 degrees. We are currently in Libra energy, the ascendant's in Libra. The MC is in Cancer. We have the sun at 6 degrees Cancer. We have Jupiter at 4 degrees Cancer. Neptune, Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus over here, with Venus in the sign it rules at 22 degrees Taurus. Some would say that's the kill or be killed degree. Chiron at 26 degrees Aries. Again, Neptune at 2 degrees Aries. Saturn at 1 degrees Aries. North Node at 21 degrees Pisces, which would put the South Node at 21 degrees Virgo. We have Mercury, Pluto at 3 degrees Aquarius in retrograde, and Mars over here at 5 degrees Virgo. Now, with all of that being said, what does that mean, right? And so sometimes y'all know I like to bring in and mix in different divinations and stuff like that, right? So with this energy, I mixed in a little tarot, right? So let's see here. So, all right, what do we have here? The first one I'm talking about is Mercury. Mercury is the magician. And here's the magician, right? And Mercury is sitting with, next to, conjunct means they are together, right? So we have the High Priestess, which is the moon. In the tarot deck, the High Priestess represents the moon. So we have Mercury, the magician, and the High Priestess together. And they are sitting in the energy of Leo. Now, when it comes to Leo, what is Leo in the tarot deck? It is the strength card. All right. And so the High Priestess, we have the High Priestess, the moon, which is sitting beside Mercury or the magician, and she's whispering ancient truths into his ear. This is a sacred union of the mind. Mercury represents the mind and intuition. The moon is water, and intuition is connected to water. It's also about logic and mystery. With both of them in the strength card, which is Leo, this is about boldly revealing what's been hidden within. Truths long buried in the soul now rising to be spoken, performed, and shared. So combining these energies, it's about what you feel deeply must now be spoken clearly. What you feel deeply must now be spoken clearly. That's what we have with this Mercury magician. That's what we have with the High Priestess. And that's what we have with the strength card. All combining their energy to manifest and see what this is. By the way, what I'm talking about applies to everyone. So if you're sitting up there saying I'm a Leo or I'm an Aries, I'm not those signs, so this doesn't apply to you, you would be wrong. We all have a birth chart. We all have all 12 signs inside of us. Your birth chart, that's why your rising sign, knowing your rising sign, is important, because that's how you pinpoint and figure out where all of this energy lies. Now, moving on. I also said we have Saturn in Aries. Now, Saturn in tarot is represented by the World card. So we have the magician here. We have the High Priestess here in strength. Here we have the Emperor, which is Aries. We have the World card, which is Saturn. Saturn in the Emperor. And Saturn, while in the Emperor, is dealing with the Two of Wands. The Two of Wands. All right, let me take this off so we could concentrate on this energy here. So here we go. We have the World card dealing with we have the World card in the energy of the Emperor, dealing with the Two of Wands. Now, what kind of energy, what comes with that type of energy? Now, Saturn in Aries represents the world. This placement, the place of karmic, wait, the place of completion and karmic integration and legacy. But in Aries, this energy is young, it's initiating, full of potential. And you know, when it comes to the world of sports, potential, that word potential, could actually be the kiss of death, you know? Because a lot of times they say, oh, this athlete, he's coming out, he has a lot of potential. But when they say that, that potential doesn't manifest into what they say. Now, when it comes, there's a, now potential is great to have, but it's nothing to lean on because you have to do the work. Now, the Two of Wands shows us, it's about planning, it's about vision, and it's about choice, and a spark that can become an empire. Now, here's the question. We're at a point, you've learned enough. Now, you're ready to build what lasts. That's where we at. If you have done the work, if you have done what is required, now the universe is saying, hey, you learned enough. It's time to move on and start. It's time to, that would be like getting all the plans together to the house, getting the plan, getting the, what do they call that? When the architect makes the house or draws the house up and all of that, they, right? And now it's time to, okay, we got all the plans, we got all the contractors together and all of that. Now it's time to start digging the holes and laying down a foundation, laying down something that is built to last. Now, keys. Now, what's the key theme to this transit? There's a few things. There's three things I want to cover when it comes to this transit, right? Let me put the other stuff up here. Let me put it back up here. Let me put the other cards back so we could, y'all could get the full picture of everything, right? There's the Magician. There's the High Priestess. There's the Strength. There's another card I didn't have. The Five of Wands. Because, hey, this Mercury, this Magician and this Strength, this Magician and the High Priestess are in the energy of the Strength, and they are dealing with the Five of Wands. And when you look at this Five of Wands right here, what does it look like? Conflict. Fighting amongst each other, right? Now, the first thing, getting back to this transit, is it's about intuitive clarity meets strategic action. Intuitive clarity meets strategic action. The Moon, which is represented by the High Priestess, is together with Mercury, the mind, in Leo, which amplifies emotional intelligence, creative ideas, and strong self-expression. Strong self-expression. Now, this trine is, it's a astrological aspect, and it's 100 when two planets are 180 degrees apart. And a trine energy is that of Jupiter. It's a supportive energy. Jupiter is a benefic planet. So trines actually are benefic, supportive, beneficial aspects, right? So the trine, this trining with Saturn in Aries, it means that your thoughts and instincts align with disciplined action. It's about your thoughts and instincts aligning with disciplined action. What you feel is likely correct, and you'll have to focus, and I know people struggle to stay focused, to execute this plan decisively. Now, one of the things you need to be decisive when executing your plan is courage, and that you are doing the right thing. Courage that you are on the right path. Courage to, you know, and actually courage to fail and be okay with it. Fail and be okay with it. Now, the second theme that this transit is bringing is a day of serious decision and authority. A day of serious decisions and authority. Why is that? Saturn is in Aries, and Aries is the emperor. What is the emperor? It's someone sitting on the throne, which brings in authority. And this demands structure, responsibility, and courage. I just used that word. So this is a great day for finalizing plans like business plans, projects, or your long-term goals. This also is a great day for having important conversations, especially with authority figures, mentors, or having conversations about legal matters. And this is also a great time to commit yourself to a new discipline, a new workout regime, a new work routine. Great to start studying something that you've been wanting to know more about. Now, the third theme that is connected with this energy is the trine, right? And I already spoke about it. The trine is the 180 degree. Now, Mercury, the magician, the moon, which is the high priestess, and Saturn, which is the world, form a trine perfectly at 1 degree. And this trine is about creation, intuition, and manifestation. Mercury and the moon in Leo says, the soul speaks. The soul wants to speak. Now, when you combine it with the trine in Aries, the body wants to build. The soul is ready to speak, and the body is ready to build. Now, they're all going to be at 1 degree. Now we're bringing in numerology. And what is the number one about? The number one is about impulse. It's about will. It's the spark. And if you think about a bomb, if you think about a firecracker, if you think about something, it needs that initial spark to go off. It needs that spark to go off, right? Now this with this being at 1 degree, this transit is about having a fresh karmic beginning. This is the energy of start with intention, follow your intuition, and build with mastery. How this manifests? How could this energy manifest? Now, on the positive side, right? Well, let me see. What y'all want? Y'all want the negative first or the positive? Or the positive first and then the negative? All right, let's go with the positive. On the positive side, we're looking at breakthroughs in understanding. You may have a sudden insight that helps solve a problem you've been trying to figure out. This is also a time that you could have a strong persuasive communication. People will take your words more seriously right now. So it's a great time for negotiations, teaching, or presenting some information. So if you have something to say right now, it's a good time to say it because people will take your words seriously. It's productive. It's also productive. This energy is also productive for being disciplined. Finally, tackling that task, that whatever you whatever you've been avoiding, this is a good energy to attack that task because you probably will be able to get it done. Also, with the mind combining with the emotions, it's also a good time for creative inspiration. Leo, depending on modern astrology connects Leo with the fifth, and fifth is creativity. So Leo's and Leo is the actor and actress in the zodiac. So Leo, this is creative inspiration. So you can have spark again. Spark, everything needs a spark. You can have something spark a new and bold idea in a creative way. All right. Now, this energy also comes with challenges. And to be honest with you, how could you tell who may be challenged and how could it? I would tell you, it kind of determines on if you're a day birth or a night birth. All these planets working for you, the conditions of them in your chart, where they're at in your chart, what condition are they in your chart. You know, that really determines if this is a growth period or a challenging period for you, right? Now, what challenges can this bring up for you to navigate? Being over serious. Saturn, you know, can make moods heavy. But remember, it's not a time to suppress your emotions. It's a time to Saturn, structure them. Structured emotions. All right? Yes, you are allowed, and yes, you have the right to feel what you feel, but you don't have the right to let those feelings be let loose on the world any way you feel like expressing them, because that expression can come with ramifications. This energy, challenges with this energy can also be stubbornness. Aries, Saturn and Aries may clash with others' egos. So if you can, try to stay open to feedback. I know what one thing that people struggle with is constructive criticism. Constructive criticism. Are you able to handle constructive criticism? All right. Combining the High Priestess emotions with the moon, the challenge here also could be mental fatigue. Mental fatigue. Are you overthinking things? All right. Are you taking back to the first thing I said? Are you taking things too serious, overthinking, which is creating mental fatigue? Is it time to take a break, meditate, give your mind a break from all the stress and worry. Now, best ways to, you know, navigate this energy, which is going on pretty much today, tomorrow, right? It kind of shifts a little bit tomorrow because we actually, at that point, will have to bring in another planet, which would be Neptune. It would be Neptune. Best ways to use this energy, best ways, it's, I know one thing people struggle with is when faced with options, it's hard to make a decision. Saturn rewards commitment. And when you make a decision, you are committing to something. So if you've been hesitant on making a decision, it's time to act now. Another way to best use this energy is when you do speak, make sure you speak with authority. If you have to pitch an idea, if you have to ask for a raise, or set clear boundaries with someone, this make sure you, when you say it, you speak with authority. Another way to best utilize this energy is to organize and systemize. This is the perfect energy for planning, budgeting, how many of you out there need to declutter? How many of y'all got too much shit? How many of y'all got so much shit, you don't know what to do with it? Right? And the last thing, best way to use this energy is to make sure you are listening to your intuition. If you're having gut feelings about something, trust it. It's backed by Saturn's logic. And another thing I know what people struggle with is trusting their intuition. And one of the ways for you to start learning to trust your intuition is to test it. You got to test it. What do you mean by testing it? Well, when you're having this, you know, feeling or whatever, you have to ask or you have to go see. Hey, I'm feeling this. Is this what is going on? If the response is yes, then you are intuitively picking up. If it's no, then something might be off intuitively. To learn to trust it, you have to, not only trust your intuition, but you also need to verify. Trust, but verify when it comes to your intuitive hits. Now, to bring all of this home, the high priestess dreams it. The magician, which is Mercury, feels it, speaks it. The magician speaks it. And the world, which is Saturn, builds it. We're standing in a rare alignment that fuses fire and wisdom with passion and purpose. It infuses your soul with structure. This is a portal of creative manifestation, emotional wisdom, and spiritual discipline. How do you feel about discipline? How do you handle discipline? What is your relationship with discipline? Reflection questions. What truth is ready to be spoken? What truth is ready to be spoken? Another reflection question. Where do I need to finish what I've started? Where do I need to finish what I've started? And to find the answer to that question, to pinpoint it, look at where your Leo energy is. Look at where your Aries energy lies. That's why knowing your rising sign is very important. Last reflection question. What structure will hold my next creation? What structure, Saturn, will hold my next creation? Today is a good day to write down one concrete step that you could take towards your long-term goal. Saturn will remember it today. And keep in mind that the universe is listening. The universe is listening. Yeah, with that being said, I want to thank y'all for joining me today. Like, comment, leave me a comment. Let me know what your answer to any of these reflection questions, if you feel like sharing. Don't forget, if you would like a reading, come to the website, come to the booking session, book a reading with me. Again, if you would like one of these fine t-shirts, send me an email at iamastrologyreadings.com. I make all this stuff personally. I do all of this stuff personally. So that's why I said send me an email. I have to be in the right mood to do a t-shirt. Just to be honest with y'all. And with that being said, enjoy your weekend. Remember that, I talked about all this in the blog with Mercury. Mercury's going to be trying Neptune and then move into an opposition with Pluto. That's tomorrow and Sunday. So, make sure you enjoy your weekend. Make sure you pay attention to intuitive signs and hits from the universe, because on Sunday, it's all coming to a head when Mercury is in opposition to Pluto, and it's time to transform your thinking, transform your speaking, transform your perspective on how you've been seeing the world. Thank y'all for joining me. Y'all know how to end this. Know thyself and balance your energy.